Good morning once again, my friends. This is Kerry Green, and we are back on the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast. The Morning Mindset is designed to help you through 5 quick minutes to root your mind, your thinking, in the truth of God's Word. And we take a passage from the Scriptures and we apply it to everyday life. And today, I want us to think about the concept of wisdom. There is none of us who would say, I don't want to be wise. You know, that's kind of a silly thing to think about. None of us want to be a fool. None of us want to be lacking in wisdom. And so I think it's worth our time today to begin thinking about the issue of wisdom. And I want to start that process by telling you a story. It's a real life story that happened in my wife's life. My wife was raised in a Christian home. Her parents, at the time when she was born and then shortly after, were on staff with Campus Crusade for Christ, which now is known as CRU. They were devoted believers in Christ. They taught their daughters the Scripture. And my wife grew up understanding that in the Scriptures could be found wisdom. In fact, she remembers reading Proverbs and hearing in the Proverbs how valuable wisdom was. And then she came across the passage in James that says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask. And she, as a young girl, probably 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, right in that time frame, began to ask God to make her wise. Now, first of all, I don't tell you that to impress you. I mean, she was a 6-year-old, for goodness sake, and I had nothing to do with it. This was God's work in her life. This was God being gracious to reveal to her the value of wisdom. And she, in her childlike, innocent way, began asking God for the wisdom that he says he will provide. And God, in his faithfulness, enabled her to continue praying that prayer throughout her adolescent years, throughout her teenage years, on into college, and that's when we met. And I can tell you, you know, fast forwarding even beyond then to today, my wife and I have been married since 1989, so we've been married quite a long time now. And I can tell you, she is without a doubt the wisest person that I know. She has this insight about people and about life and about situations. It's a gift. It's very much a gift. But it's a gift that came through the means of her asking God to give her that gift, of her believing the promise that God makes in James, that if we ask for wisdom, he will give it to us. And I tell you that story to tell you this. There is hope for you and for me that we can grow in wisdom, and that wisdom from God will enable us to live and to think and to carry out our responsibility as a steward of God in this world in a way that brings great honor to him, a great blessing to us and to our families. Wisdom is that powerful. And I want to look finally here at Proverbs chapter 1, beginning in verse 20. It talks some about wisdom, and I'm just going to read the passage and we'll follow up on it tomorrow. It says, wisdom cries aloud in the street, in the markets she raises her voice. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates, she speaks. And she says, how long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge? If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you've refused to listen, have stretched out my hand and no one has heeded, because you've ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you. When terror strikes you like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind and distress and anguish come upon you. Then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord and would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their way and have the fill of their own devices. Do you see how powerful wisdom is? Let's unpack this tomorrow.